exam objectives fast-tracked, planning a Windows Server 2008 certificate-based PKI. A PKI combines public key cryptography with digital certificates to create a secure environment where network traffic such as authentication packets can travel safely. Public keys and private keys always come in pairs. If the public key is used to encrypt data, only the matching private key can decrypt it. When public key encrypted data is encrypted again by a private key, that private key encryption is called a digital signature. Digital signatures provided by ordinary users aren't very trustworthy, so a trusted authority is needed to provide them. The authority, which can be Windows-based, issues certificates, which are basically digital signed containers for public keys and other information. Certificates are used to safely exchange public keys and provide the basis for applications such as IPsec, EFS, and smart card authentication. Implementing certification authorities. Certificate needs are based on which applications and communications an organization uses and how secure they need to be. Based on these needs, CAs are created by installing certificate services and are managed using the certification authority snap-in. A CA hierarchy is structured with a root and one or more level of subordinates. Three levels are common. The bottom level of subordinates issue certificates. The intermediate level controls policies. Enterprise CAs require and use Active Directory to issue certificates, often automatically. Standalone CAs can be more secure and need an administrator to manually issue or deny certificate requests. CAs need to be backed up consistently and protected against attacks. Keys can be archived and later retrieved if they are lost. This is a new feature for Windows Server 2008. CAs can revoke as well as issue certificates. Once a certificate is revoked, it needs to be published to a CRL distribution point. Clients check the CRL periodically before they can trust a certificate. Planning enrollment and distribution of certificates. Templates control how a CA acts when handed a request and how to issue certificates. There are quite a few built-in templates, or you can create your own using the certificate template snap-in. Templates must be enabled before a CA can use them. Certificates can be requested with the certificate snap-in or by using Internet Explorer. Machine and user certificates can be requested with no user intervention requirement by using auto-enrollment. Auto-enrollment for user certificates is new to Windows Server 2008. Role-based administration is recommended for larger organizations. Different users can be assigned permissions relative to their positions, such as certificate manager. Frequently asked questions. Question: in what format do CAs issue certificates? Answer: Microsoft's Certificate Services uses the standard X.509 specifications for issued certificates and the Public Key Cryptography Standard, or PKCS, number 10, for certificate requests. The PKCS number 7 certificate renewal standard is also supported. Windows Server 2003 also supports other formats such as PKCS number 12, DER, encoded binary X.509, and Base64 encoded X.509 for exporting certificates to computers running non-Windows operating systems. Question: if certificates are so important in a PKI, why don't I see more of them? Answer: many portions of a Windows PKI are hidden to the end user. Thanks to features such as auto-enrollment, some PKI transactions can be completely done by the operating system. Most of the work in implementing a PKI comes in the planning and design phase. Operations such as encrypting data via EFS use certificates, but the user does not see or manually handle the certificates. Question: I've heard that I can't take my laptop overseas because it uses EFS. Is this true? Answer: maybe. The backbone of any PKI-enabled application, such as EFS, is encryption. Although the U.S. government now permits the exporting of high encryption standards, some countries still do not allow their import. The Windows Server 2008 PKI can use high encryption, and so the actual answer depends on the country in question. Question. Can I create my own personal digital signature and use it instead of a CA? Answer. Not if you need security. The purposes behind digital signatures are privacy and security, and a digital signature, at first glance, seems to fit the bill. The problem, however, is not the signature itself, but the lack of trust in a recipient. Impersonations become a looming security risk if you can't guarantee that the digital signatures you receive came from the people with whom they were supposed to have originated. For this reason, a certificate issued by a trusted third party provides the most secure authentication. Question. Can I have a CA hierarchy that is 5 levels deep? Answer. Yes, but that's probably overkill for most networks. Microsoft's 3-tier model of root, intermediate, and issuing CAs will more than likely meet your requirements. Remember that your hierarchy can be wide instead of deep. Question. Do I have to have more than one CA? Answer. No. Root CAs have the ability to issue all types of certificates and can assume responsibility for your entire network. In a small organization, a single CA might be sufficient for your purposes. For a larger organization, however, this structure would not be suitable. Question. How can I change the publishing interview of a CRL? Answer. From the Certification Authority console, right-click the Revoked Certificates container and choose Properties. The CRL Publishing Parameters tab allows you to change the default interval for full and delta CRLs. Question. Why can't I seem to get auto-enrollment for user certificates to work? Answer. Remember that auto-enrollment for machines is a feature that has been around since Windows 2000, but auto-enrollment for user certificates is new to Windows Server 2003. In order to use this feature, you need to be running either a Windows Server 2003 or XP client, and you must log on to a Windows Server 2003 domain. Finally, auto-enrollment must be enabled through Active Directory's group policy. Also, you won't be able to auto-enroll a user unless the user account has been assigned an email address. Question. What is the default validity period for a new certificate? Answer. The default, which can be changed on the General tab of a new template's property sheet, is 1 year. Other important settings, such as minimum key size and purpose of the certificate, can be found on the sheet's other tabs. Question. If my smart card is lost or stolen, can I be reissued one? Answer. Yes. The enrollment agent can enroll a new card for you at the enrollment station. Although most smart card providers allow cards to be reused, such as when they are found, a highly secure company may require old cards to be destroyed. For similar security reasons, PINs should not be reused on a newly issued card, although it is possible. Remember that a card is only good to a thief if the corresponding PIN is obtained as well. Question. When setting up smart cards for my company, can I use the MSChap or MSChap V2 protocols for authentication? Answer. No. EAP is the only authentication method you can use with smart cards. It is considered the pinnacle of the authentication protocols under Windows Server 2003. MSChap V2 is probably the most secure of the password-based protocols, but still does not provide the level of protection that smart cards using EAP do. This is because EAP is not really an authentication protocol by itself. It interfaces with other protocols such as MD5-CHAP and is therefore extremely flexible. As a result, it has been widely implemented by many different vendors. MSChap and MSChap V2 are Microsoft proprietary and do not enjoy the same popularity or scrutiny applied to EAP. It is this scrutiny over the last several years that gives EAP the reputation of a highly secure protocol. Question. How can I determine the length of time for which a certificate should be valid? Answer. It is important to plan out your PKI implementation before it goes into production. In the case of certificate validity, you'll want to choose a time period that will cover the majority of your needs
without being so long as to open your environment up to compromise. If you are planning your certificate to support a traveling workforce that only connects to the corporate infrastructure once a quarter, it would be detrimental to expire certificates once a month. At the same time, specifying your certificate to be valid for 20 years might open your business up to compromise by an employee long after his employment has been terminated. Finally, you will want to ensure that your certificate lifetime is less than the lifetime for the lifetime of the CA's own cert. If the issuing CA will only be valid for a year, having a subordinate cert that is good for 5 years will lead to problems when the parent authority is revoked. Question. My domain has been active for some time, but I have only recently implemented a certificate authority in my domain. I am now getting messages that my domain controllers do not have appropriate certificates. What should I do? Answer. Make sure that you have enabled auto-enrollment on your domain controller certificate templates. This step is often missed and can lead to a number of secondary problems, the least of which is annoying messages in the event logs.